Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Wednesday, February 21st coffee table show. I am Natalie. I have a couple guests today. We're going to start off this morning talking with Julie Campbell. Julie is our emergency management operator here in Norton. And I wanted to come in. We've got Emergency Preparedness Week coming up. We've got storm season coming up. So I thought it'd be a great idea to have Julie come in, meet her, and get some great tips from her about storms. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
And I'm going to have you pull that right in front of you so we can... Okay. You got kind of a soft voice. Okay. Very happy to have you here this morning.
Yes, thank you.
And I want to first introduce you as our emergency... What exactly is your title?
It's Emergency Management Coordinator.
Coordinator. Okay. Mm-hmm. I said operator. I'm sorry.
That's
emergency Management Coordinator. And Julie, how long have you been doing this position?
Well, I started out doing emergency management at the hospital here in town on the healthcare side. Did that for almost 20-some years.
Oh, wow.
And then I went to work at Hayes Medical Center and did the emergency management for healthcare for the 18 counties in Kansas, Northwest Kansas. And so took a break and then started this position in November. So
this is right up your alley. You've been doing this kind of stuff for a long, long time.
I have. I love the preparedness part of it. I love meeting all the people that are involved in it and working with everybody.
And the people you get to work with, economic development, you get to work with the chamber, you get to work with the commissioners, the city council. I mean, you do get a wide variety of people that you work with.
Right, because we're covering the whole county. So I work with the people in Almena, the people in Logan and those places, and so we cover the whole county. So,
and yeah. Do you still get a chance to go and work with people from the hospital?
Yes. We just did an exercise in December with them, and we had a great turnout. There was their employees, it was law enforcement, it was county health, and we talked through an exercise. You know, what would you do? What's your policy? And it's always great to have those moments to share what they are going to do and learn from it.
So you can all be on the same page. What a great collaboration of many entities getting together to work out plans and stuff for all of that. That's awesome.
Right.
To know, it's awesome for me as a citizen of Norton County to know that you guys are all working so hard on trying to keep us safe.
We do.
We appreciate that.
We do. Thank you.
All right, so speaking of keeping safe, we want to talk a little bit about storms. There's a lot of things going on. So first things first, there's a storm spotter class coming up, right?
Absolutely, yes. Every year, the National Weather Service out of Goodland comes out and has a class that's free for anyone. This year, it's going to be April 8th. At 6:30 at the EMS building, and they will share a lot of great information that they need firsthand from people when it's raining and wind and hail and those kind of things that are going on. They can't always spot funnels and things like that as quickly as somebody here on the ground, and so they love to have those reports. They teach you how to read the weather.
And you know, not only that, they don't expect people to go out and become storm spotters running around, but it's also for peace of mind, because if you're someone like me who, until I moved to Kansas, had never really experienced storms before like that, it would give me peace of mind to be able to look and kind of get an idea of what's going on with the clouds and the storms and such, because every one of them scares me.
Right.
And so that would give me a little bit of peace of mind. Plus, you know, it's very interesting.
It is very interesting. And Goodland, they make it a fun class.
Awesome.
But it's very informative. Our fire personnel go to it. Our law enforcement go to it. Just the communication back and forth between the weather station and us is ongoing during storms. So...
And so anybody can go. You can just go and show up at the meeting on April 8th and get some great information.
Yes.
And plus, you can help out, too, because once you do know a little bit more, you can look at the clouds and say, oh, we better keep an eye on this, and correct. And know who to report to and what to report.
Exactly.
Because citizens, they make up a big deal of that, right?
Right.
I mean, without citizen reports and observations, I mean, it would make your guys' job even more hard.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's right.
So that is going to be April 8th. We'll remind people a little bit before that time here at KQ&K, but April 8th at 6:30, you said?
Yes.
All right. And that'll be at the
EMS
building.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about some emergency response to storms, wildfires, hazmat, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I want to talk about that, I think this would be the first step for everybody in the community, is get signed up for the emergency alert.
Right.
That can text you or call you when there is a bad storm or a fire or something like that.
Right, yes. And it'll even email you, too. So it's called Civic Readiness. You can find out how to sign up for that with your phone numbers and your addresses and things like that. You can pick and choose what alerts you want, if you want just the weather alerts and not the fire alerts or anything like that. And then, we also use it just as a means of communication if something is going on in the county that people need to know about. And so it's our first communication that we send out to people. We also do the EAS, which is the Emergency Alert System, and that comes over your TV. And so we also will provide communication for people through social media, Facebook, and those kind of things. And then, of course, through the radio here at KQ&K.
So. Right. And the when you sign up for the emergency alerts on your phone, there's no charge. There's no gimmicks. You're not going to get anything else from doing that. But just like last year, there was a couple close calls.
Right.
And I got my emergency alerts on my phone right away before
right.
we even realized what was going on. So mm-hmm. it's a great thing to have on your phone. You don't have to be a prolific texter or anything like that to get it. You know, right. so if you're not the type of person, if you still even have a flip phone, you're
right.
not the type of person that likes to get on your phone,
right.
you can still get these warnings.
Absolutely.
And they mean a lot.
Yes.
So, you know, because one of the first steps is to be knowing what's going on, right?
Exactly.
So what is emergency response to storms, wildfires, and hazmat? You want to tell us a little bit about what the emergency responses are?
You know, when we have a large-scale incident come up, we start looking at communicating with the people around us. I am in touch with the dispatch and things like that, that when storms are coming in. when there's wildfires, we contact like the Weather Service out of Goodland. They will come out. They will help us with the wind, what's pushing the fires, and those kind of things. And that's very beneficial to know. The firemen like to know that kind of thing. So, and it's the same way with hazmat. If we would have a spill or anything like that, we would contact our agencies at Kansas Department of Emergency Management. They're my go-to resource. And then they provide us with planes that drop water or EPA staff or anybody that we might need in an incident.
You're kind of like the anchor then here with our being our emergency management coordinator of getting word out and for them to communicate with you on different things, right?
Right, right. I mean, you have to know who to call. You have to know the resources that are out there. And that's why it's called preparedness, because you don't want to wait until an incident happens and then try to figure it out. While you're in the
exactly.
middle of an incident, it
right.
never works out very well.
Do you have a local emergency management or local emergency preparedness committee, right?
Correct.
And
right.
that is a organization that you're kind of looking for people to maybe join up with you on.
Right, right. Every county has a local emergency preparedness committee, or LEPC. And what it is a committee. We get together quarterly. It is all of our first responders, EMS, fire, law enforcement, county health, hospital, And then we also incorporate in businesses in town, with Midwest Energy and Prairie Land, Tallgrass Pipelines, and we bring everybody together with these businesses and the first responders. We work towards our emergency operation plan that we have for the entire county. It's an all-hazard plan that we work on all the time. So we try to cover anything that might come, might happen in the county that we have, like wildfires or the storms. But then we also look at spills. We look at if we lose our water and what kind of plan
right.
we have.
Because we have had boil water advisories and such and
right.
problems with the water tower once in a while. So that's also something that's covered by all that.
Right.
And so when you talk about you want people to get involved with that, what exactly are you looking for?
You know, it's we have volunteers on the committee already. We have our amateur radio volunteers. We have organizations that would be willing to help out in an incident, whether it be just signing up people in an incident or handing out supplies or things like that. So, anybody can come if they have an interest in it. We have lots of different kind of online training and in-person training. We do exercises, those kind of things. So,
if somebody feels like they have a skill that might be able to be that might contribute to the LEPC, then come and join the meeting and
yes.
talk to you guys and let you know.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
Also, the Norton County Emergency Operations Plan.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. We have the state of Kansas provides us with the software to have this plan for our county. It's kind of a living plan. It's kind of always being updated, always being changed. We have to meet 480 different standards for our plan. It's required. And so we're always working on our emergency operation plan, always updating it.
And that's so that there are no surprises, right?
No surprises.
So that you guys, you know, if we were to have a bad storm or something like that, even, you know, we talk about bad storms, it could even be a bad snowstorm.
Yes.
You know, because mm-hmm. those can be debilitating to a
right.
community.
Right.
We all know that,
right.
you know, the hard way. But, let's talk about a little bit about emergency badges. What are those?
Right, right. So a lot of people in the county carry an emergency credentialing badge, and it is used through this program to scan people in and out of an incident. We know who should be at the incident, who shouldn't be at the incident if you don't have one of these badges. And so the county employees carry them, the city employees carry them, the hospital carries these badges. And so that's just part of my job, is just to keep those updated and use those in a large scale incident.
I can see how they'd be important though, because it helps you keep track of people. First of all, that are there, because if somebody got hurt and you didn't know they were there, you may not be able to help them. It helps you to keep areas free of just people that want to just come look.
Right.
This keeps areas where for the incident that are going to be there to help, correct?
Right. Right.
And so those are the badges. So
mm-hmm.
So you know that in order, if there is something going on and you don't have a badge, then you wait and see, let people tell you what you need to do before you go to the incident scene.
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
All right. And then finally, we're going to talk about the Northwest Kansas Homeland Security Project.
Correct. Yeah. You know, as part of my job, I do attend the Homeland Security meetings for Northwest Kansas. And they provide a lot of funding for different projects through the year. And some of those include trailers. They include trailers with supplies that we can have brought out if we need them, or they will do
this is just another way to be prepared. This is just another way to have another place that you can go to
mm-hmm.
that can help you out. And then you must do a lot of training. My goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, there's anymore there's a lot of online training, but it's really beneficial to meet with other emergency managers and things like that with the Homeland Security. You know, they provide us with incident support, so if we need more people that are trained like I am, they can come and help me during an incident. I won't be by myself. There could be four emergency managers, depending on the scale of the incident. And so Homeland Security supports that kind of training and those things. They also, we can bring in all-terrain vehicles if we're doing that. And they also provide funding for our search and rescue out of Goodland and Hayes. And so if those were needed, that's just a resource that we can call upon.
Doesn't it just make you feel good, though, to know that you have all these people that you can work with that are going to be helping you in all these situations? Like you said, search and rescue and storms and fires and such. It's not just Julie having to take care of everything. You have a village to help you.
Right, and that's why I'm the coordinator. So, you know, like I try to learn all the resources to help different areas, different incidents. And so, yeah, that's great that I have that support.
Awesome. Well, okay, so Emergency Preparedness Week is March 4th through the 8th. They'll be doing their tornado drill. I think that is dependent on weather.
Correct.
Because they don't like to do that when there's bad weather, because sometimes it gets people, you know, a little.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And I understand that. You know, yeah. If it's storming outside, don't do a tornado drill, you know, because it kind of scares people. But that'll be taking place on March 6th. So they ask everybody, even though it is a drill and everybody knows it's a drill, kind of take it seriously.
Yes.
And maybe use this as a great opportunity to talk to members of your family about what you're going to do in a case
of
emergency.
Exactly. They need to be thinking about, they need to be talking about it. They need to be prepared for different scenarios that could happen during a
tornado. Have a plan, right?
That's right.
It's very important. So, Julie, I really appreciate you coming and talking to us. You've given us some great tips. You've given us some great information, and I love that. And I just love you being able to come in and talk to us.
Awesome. Thank you.
Anytime you want, you come in and talk to us, and we will look forward to that.
Great. Thank you, Nancy.
All right. Thanks, Julie.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, we are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to be talking with Donna Lowry with the Norton Chamber of Commerce about some future things that are going on.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. Hey, I am now here with my next guest, Donna Lowry, with our Norton Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
Lovely to see you, as always. I just told you a minute ago, I said, you're kind of like a pro at this. Because, you know, some people come on and they're nervous and stuff, but Donna comes on, lays her stuff down, puts her headphones on. She is with it. She knows what to do now.
It's nice to be comfortable.
Yeah, and you are. And I love that, because it makes us, I just love that you're getting so comfortable, but I was impressed. You're just a lady that knows what she needs to do. So, now, we are here to talk today about some stuff that's going to be going on in the future. And we were talking a few minutes ago about how it's weird to be talking about this stuff already, but we are almost to March.
Yes, we are. It's crazy.
And so what are we going to talk about?
So today I'm here representing the Norton County Community Service Association, which a lot of people hear those sling of words and like, what is this? So I'm representing the amusement side of the fair, so the carnival. We run the Red Barn, we do the carnival games, and then the actual rides.
And it's not too early to start thinking about that stuff.
Yes. So, and why we're talking about it is tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock at the Chamber office is our first meeting of the year. So we like to invite anybody and everybody that is interested in helping the board this year or being on the board. We always need more board members. Come to our meeting. If you can't make it because it's kind of last minute finding out or something, get a hold of me. And I will get you on the list. So when we have our next meeting here shortly, then you can maybe prepare and be at that one.
And also, if you're not for sure, you're just kind of thinking about doing it, go to the meeting.
Yes.
And see what's going on and what it's all about to kind of make sure that that's something you really want to do.
Yeah. And even if you have requests or something that happened that you want to share with us, a problem or a positive, either way, I ask you to come and talk to us.
So if they don't really necessarily want to be on the board, say they want to come just do some volunteer work, volunteer days for the amusement part of the fair, should they come to this meeting?
Yes, definitely. Because this meeting is going to be very important to start our year off. We have some really large topics that we're going to talk about. One is a new ride. What do we want to bring in? Are we going to bring a new ride in? Do we want to do something with our games that are different? We're looking at a remodel of the Red Barn for food service. Those are some of the big things that we're talking about this year. And we want the community support. We want to know what you want. Do you want another little kid ride? Do you want a big kid ride? Do you want an adult ride? Do you want a trailer that takes you from the parking lot, you know, to the fairgrounds? All things are open at this meeting.
Right, because, that's how you get things done, right, is input from everybody.
Yes, definitely. We'll talk about food service stuff to what we've had in the past that's kind of getting old or something new that somebody wants to bring in. There's going to be a lot of changes this year. We're hoping everything is for the positive. But we need people's voicing and opinions. We need people to join the board. It's literally one week out of the year that is hardcore work. And a couple other weeks and a couple meetings of setting stuff up, knowing how things run. It's a general aspect of what we put into it.
Yeah, and, especially if you are someone who is, especially newly retired, because when you're newly retired, you're always trying to find things to do, right?
Yeah.
And get into the system, or if you are someone whose kids are in school right now, that you will have the summer off and you want something to do, or even you want to get the kids involved a little bit, you know?
Yes.
It'd be a great family thing to do, volunteer at the fair, so anybody like that can go to the meeting.
Definitely, definitely. We invite everybody. Another thing that we will be talking at the meeting that I feel is a very big public aspect because of people that are from here, born and raised, have went to the fair for years. We have been looking at different things we have in storage, and we are going to move forward with selling some of those items. Mm-hmm. One, if some people remember, they used to have a big photo booth. We still have it. It's not an operation, but we're going to look at selling that.
And that would be like a sell to the public type thing?
Yes.
So somebody want a little nostalgia, huh?
Yeah,
walk down memory lane.
Or if they want to look into getting it up and serviceable again, that type of thing. We have some old skee ball tables, that type of thing. And then please forgive me because I wasn't around when it was started, but there are like claw machines, like little excavator claw machines that were in boxes you could win prizes for. Those we're looking at parting with. So even if you're interested in those items, come to the meeting. Voice your opinion of, yes, I would like to have that for memorabilia, or, yeah, we could include it here, or I want to save it because my grandpa did it, that type of thing. Please come to the meeting or reach out and contact me.
That sounds interesting. I love that idea. Maybe years ago you went to the fair and you played skeet ball, or maybe you put your initials on something. And
yes.
It's going to be for sale. You might be able to get it.
Yes.
Who knows? Who knows what's going to be there, right?
Yes, definitely.
That's awesome. I love that idea.
Yeah. So, and if anybody has any questions, you can definitely contact me at the office, and that's 877-2501. But otherwise, you can feel free to call me on my cell phone or text me, and I have an odd cell phone number, so it's 785-769-3359. And you can reach me on that anytime. If I don't respond right away, it's probably because I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off.
But
this is the biggest thing. So the meeting is tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock at the chamber office downtown. We will do our normal election of board, officers on the board. We will establish the new board members that want to join. We're going to kind of divide out and conquer certain aspects of, you know, how are we going to do signups for volunteers for the rides this year? We're looking at changing that. We're looking at changing our schedule. Are we going to do one less day? Are we going to open later because of heat? We have so many factors that we need people's voicing of their opinions on.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people, if you don't go to the meeting, don't come up to them 6 months from now and say, well, you should do this and that and the other. It was like, you should have come to the meeting and helped
us. Yes, definitely.
So is the Red Barn, is that part of the Amusement Association?
Yes, it is.
And are you guys going to make changes there too?
Yes. So inside factors, we're going to make some small changes. Outside factors, it'll still be the Red Barn.
It's going to be the Red Barn,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but there are going to be, we're asking for some different food recommendations of what people want, what we don't have. Last year we discussed a few things, but really didn't pursue anything because we didn't have a lot of feedback. But this year, yeah, there's going to be major changes with food service.
So a lot of changes everywhere.
Yes.
If you want to be a part of that, you should be a part of that. Go to the meeting tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at the Chamber office, which is right down here on State Street, right by the railroad tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And go and participate. And like Donna said, I mean, even if you're not sure if you want to be on the board, go to the meeting, see what it's all about. Maybe talk to her about volunteering for some events.
Yes.
Because you guys are always looking for volunteers.
Yes.
For the fair thing. So you will not be turned down to be a volunteer.
Yeah, no, never.
Yeah. So how much fun? It seems weird to be talking about this stuff already, but now that you've gone through everything that you guys are doing, I understand why you're doing it now. I appreciate that you're doing it now so that have some new stuff to do and have a great fair this year.
Yes, yes. Definitely.
So thank you.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure to have you come in and talk to us. And maybe in a couple months after you have your meetings and get some things cycled out a little bit, you'll come in and let us know how it's going.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Well, thanks, Donna.
Awesome. Thanks, Natalie.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate everybody listening on KQ&K AM and FM and also for watching on Facebook Live this morning. And I thank Julie Campbell for coming in and talking for emergency management and for Donna coming in talking about our fair this year through the Norton Chamber of Commerce. So I hope everybody has a great day. You know, it's supposed to be in the 60s again today.
I know.
It's almost supposed to be 80 on Monday.
I know. I might be working outside.
Yeah, I might have to. Call in sick. We'll see. So, all right. Well, I hope everybody has a wonderful day. Get out and enjoy it. Open those windows, air out your house, and have a wonderful day. Don't forget about Mandy Night tomorrow, though. Same time, same place for Party Line.